Generative AI is rapidly becoming part of modern car workflows, not just for writing test cases, but for deciding what to test, how to interpret failures, and even what good enough means. Because of this, the ethical impact of GenAI in software testing is no longer optional. It is a product risk discussion. Testing has always been evidence-driven, and GenAI changes the nature of that evidence. The moment logs, screenshots, API responses, or bug details are shared with an AI tool, car work becomes a data handling responsibility involving privacy, governance, and third-party risk. Test artifacts often contain sensitive data, and mishandling them can quickly turn productivity gains into serious exposure. Accountability is another critical shift. AI can assist, but it cannot own decisions. If an AI-generated test, summary, or recommendation influences a release, human ownership must remain clear. Without explainability and review, the evidence chain weakens. Hallucinations introduce a new reliability risk. Confident but incorrect AI explanations can mislead teams, waste time, and justify unsafe releases. Treating AI output as a hypothesis, validated against logs, metrics, and traces, is essential. Bias also quietly affects test coverage. AI may underrepresent certain locales, devices, accessibility needs, or edge cases, creating unfair product quality without intent. Coverage diversity must be reviewed deliberately. Security risks expand as well. GenAI introduces new attack surfaces through prompts, generated code, and automation pipelines. Guardrails, sandboxing, and strict secrets handling are mandatory. The article concludes with a practical ethical AI test plan focused on boundaries, data controls, verification, bias checks, security, audit trails, and continuous evaluation. The core message is clear. GenAI boosts testing speed, but trust belongs to teams that can prove oversight, accountability, and evidence, not just claim it. Would you like me to draft a sample ethical AI checklist based on the points mentioned in the text to help you vet new testing tools?